What's up, Winnipeg? You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
To drop some mad beat. Good morning. Mixing it up. Yeah, DJs. Good morning. Looking at the Treaty 1 territory in the heart of downtown Winnipeg. This is the medicine wheel of music, 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 Land of the Mishinabe, Cree, OG Cree, Lakota, Dakota, Dene, of course, homeland of the Red River Métis. Thank you very much for joining us today. December 14th. 11 days from Christmas. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Hope you're having a lovely and very cold morning. Well, I mean, cold for us anyways.
Yeah.
If you're living somewhere else, I hope it's warmer than this because it is cold.
Yeah.
Cold. My name is Jesse James. Alongside me, my man, Tony Cini.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man? How you feeling, man? You got a little frog in your throat, or
no? I'm fine. I'm good.
You doing okay?
I'm feeling fine.
All right.
I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
You know what? I'm feeling froggy. Okay. I feel like jumping. Okay.
Yeah. It's Backwatch 2025. We've been on it all year.
Oh man. You know what? You are correct. It's 11 days away from Christmas, less than 2 weeks away already, you know, which is crazy. You know, I want to ask you right off the rip, Jess.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Put my feet to the flames real quick. Go ahead. I dare you. Come at me.
I dare you. What do you think about apartheid?
Yo, dude, let me Google that real quick.
No. Are you a holiday guy? Like, do you like Christmas?
Dude, come on. You know me. You know me.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a no then.
If I had any money in my bank account,
yeah,
I would like Christmas. But since I don't,
yeah,
I hate it.
Since you have a family and
listen, I like
and all that stuff.
I like what Christmas represents.
Yeah.
Okay, more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, I like the family get-togethers. That's truly something that no one can take away, right?
The food
is delicious.
Yeah.
The gift exchange is very nice too. We don't have to save it for one day. We can spread it throughout the year, but we all save it for this one day, and that's
fine.
Yeah. Whatever. But I like Christmas. I do. It brings joy and cheer and what have you, and this and that and so forth.
But does it bring you cheer and happiness and
I like
so
to
forth?
See other people happy.
Okay.
And when I see that,
yeah,
that makes me happy.
Okay, all right.
So that's what I got to say about Chris. How about you? You're a big Santa guy. You love Santa.
I wouldn't say I love Santa Claus. We got him in the studio, by the way, right here, right beside us on the window,
hanging out.
But yeah, I mean, like, I would say I am. A lot of my favorite childhood memories are of Christmas. You know, getting Power Rangers toys or,
sure,
you know, wrestling toys.
Do you remember some of your faves? Go ahead, real quick.
Probably
other than consoles, I guess, or something. You know, those always blew the roof off at my place, right? You get a console or a new game.
Yeah.
We would want to stop wrapping right then and there, or unwrapping right then and there, and just start playing things.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Actually, you know, the first time I ever got a console was 2001, and that was an N64.
Oh,
that was my first ever gaming console.
Beautiful.
I've had like
Sega's
and stuff like in my life, in my, you know, vicinity as a kid. You know, I was able to play and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't necessarily own it. You know, but I got the N64, and It was a used one, but it was still worked fine and everything, you know?
Yeah, okay, so I had some gum in some of the slots and some dirt and grime. But hey, it played.
It came,
you still had to blow into the game in order to get it going.
So the game that it came with that my mom got it with was...
Bust a Move.
No, Conker's Bad Fur Day. Have you ever played
really?
That game?
Yeah, I have.
Dude, I loved that game.
Rated NR or something.
But I was like a little disappointed in that moment because I was like, oh, there was a game I really wanted.
Yeah.
And then, you know, opening up all the gifts and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, thank you, Mom. Like, I really enjoy it. I love the console and everything. And,
right.
But
that Clay Fighters one, is that what you're talking about?
I did play that one, but no, it wasn't that one.
Oh.
But there was like a travel case that she got me too.
Cool.
And it was just like
the console?
No, it was like you know, when you just go traveling somewhere, you have like you put your toothbrushes and all that stuff inside of it.
Okay.
You know? And she was like, yeah, why don't you check it out? So I opened it up and it was just like paper inside there. I was like, oh yeah, cool. And she's like, look at the bottom. And then opened it up and it's No Mercy right there, man. A nice brand new
Yeah, kisser.
Yeah, brand new case of WWF No Mercy, and man, I played the hell out of that game. So that's probably a fond memory, but that involves a console. But no, like probably the year previous to that is like year 2000. That was like when, like, probably the peak of my wrestling kid fandom, and. Yeah, I got to like so many wrestlers and
yeah.
stuff. And
that,
and,
oh yeah, me yeah. too, dude.
WCW toys too, and there like I was all in it, man. I remember like watching WCW Thunder, like because I was so into it.
Uh-huh.
But yet, it's just like this show is garbage compared to WWF at the time, you know. So, but you know, I love Christmas, man. I was gonna ask you too, man. Like, you know what comes with Christmas is of course is the Christmas music. Do you ever just listen to Christmas music? Outside of like a department store or anything like that, like
what?
Say you're,
dude.
Say you're driving.
What psycho?
Say you're driving and you throw on the radio and the song comes on. And you're just like, oh, I'll ride with this for a bit.
Oh, okay. What? It's around Christmas?
Yeah. Well, not like it's August and you're.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I thought you were asking. No. Do you listen to Christmas music when it's June or something?
No,
like
no,
that?
Only no. when it's Christmas season.
I will. You know what? I will let it ride, to be honest. Maybe it's the jingle bells that kind of get you a little bit, where you're like, I haven't heard a tune with this in it, and obviously it's annual, so it's just like, okay, yeah, I'll stick around and see what this song's all about.
Yeah.
I don't listen to a whole lot of Run DMC in the first place, but I know they're great, and this Christmas and Hollis song is the one that I came across, and I was like, this is a perfect little tune to start things off, you know? I have very similar... feelings about our experiences about unwrapping the console and getting such things as No Mercy.
Yeah,
the first time we got it was actually in 99 when WrestleMania 2000 came out.
Yeah,
and that was huge for us. I think we immediately played that thing as soon as we got the chance to.
I played No Mercy first, then WrestleMania 2000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Mm. 99, November 18th, when that came out, and then November again, like the following year is when No Mercy came out. I also remember asking for like a typewriter. I don't know why exactly, but I got a typewriter. I was a spoiled kid, dude. My parents were willing to do some pretty nice things for us. And, I asked for a typewriter. Couldn't tell you why. Maybe I wanted to write myself a book or a novel or something, but ended up getting it. Maybe messed around on it for a little bit, and then it's just like, stop playing.
Because
it's not a toy, dude. It's just like, and you're like, fun. And then I just go on back and playing wrestling.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. So, like, you were like an early millennial before millennials became millennials.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because millennials had to own. You know, the pretentious typewriters and stuff.
Yeah.
But you were like in the year 2000, I'm guessing.
I also asked for a scarf to wear inside.
Yeah.
And a corncob pipe while I did my typing.
And thick frame glasses.
Yeah, with no actual frames.
Yeah.
Or no actual, like, glass.
The glass, yeah.
No, it was just frames.
Yeah.
I also remember us getting a air hockey table.
Oh,
like
yeah.
One of those small ones.
Yeah.
And the way that I pitched it to my parents was like, listen, me and Dustin need this air hockey table. And let me tell you why. All the bitching and moaning that we do towards each other and this and that, this is going to settle scores. You know, this is how we're going to figure out who gets the last, you know, so-and-so, you know, last piece of whatever. This is going to bond us in ways you've never imagined.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we played that thing for about 2 weeks. And then it sat on the and sat downstairs and nothing and
got donated within a month or
so. So that's why I feel kind of indifferent, I suppose, when it comes to like some of the bigger things. That when a small child asks for something, they're asking for a big thing, it's just like, man, I'll get it to you, but you're only going to use that thing for like a couple weeks, month tops, and then it's onto the new thing. You know?
Yeah,
we're always looking for that new thing.
Absolutely.
And that's what Diddy was looking for.
Oh, jeez, come on. That was a hard transition.
Let's be honest, all right?
Did you watch it?
The first thing you said when you came in here wasn't even hello. It was like, Diddy didn't do it. You said it. And I want to know why you said that. No, actually, is the hottest doc right now on Netflix, and I've been watching the last few days.
How many episodes are there?
4 of them.
Okay.
An hour long, give or take, I think. And I just finished it yesterday, so I got Diddy on the mind just because of that. And
you always have Diddy on the mind.
No. Don't put me in that box.
You have Diddying on the mind all the time.
No.
Freak offs.
Don't put me in that box, all right? Have you checked it out, no?
Not yet, no.
Is there hesitance? Or is it just not getting around to it? You know, when I first initially heard about this one...
Yeah.
I just thought it was going to be some, like, Tubi doc, you know what I mean? Like, just something that was thrown together all willy-nilly and tossed to a random streaming service.
Yeah.
Then I heard about Netflix getting it.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because once in a while I will peruse Tubi just for, you know, shows to watch or what have you, and they have, like, 3-4 documentaries on there.
Yeah, they're pretty decent.
Ever since this whole Diddy stuff happened in the first place.
About Diddy?
About him. And about
really?
The trials and about his whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have some credibility to him, director-wise and the way that they're cut and whatever. Mm. I think me and Pascal even watched one just for kicks, you know. And
the Tubi one?
Yeah. And it was all right, but, I mean, it was... You can just tell it's some, like, subpar doc that's thrown together for a streaming service.
So that was, like, your date night for you guys? You guys just throwing a Diddy doc and...
It's the first thing I say.
Yeah.
I say, listen, we have the night to ourselves.
The kid's down.
Let me light a couple candles.
Yeah.
You know, let's get some popcorn and I'll just watch one of those Diddy docs.
Like one of those infusers that kind of set the...
Oh, yeah. You can smell the lavender in the air a little bit. Oh, it's a beautiful time. I highly suggest that anyone does that.
Yeah.
We actually squeezed into the bathtub and we put it on.
Oh, jeez.
When's the last time you shared a bathtub?
Probably when I was like 5 or
you've never
4.
Shared a bathtub with the lady?
No, I can't even fit in there myself, dude. How you expect to fit another human being in there with me, you know?
What? Come on.
Last time was probably a pool, and that was probably the summer, July 4th weekend. You know, so.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, no, it's an intriguing documentary, you know, just especially having 50 Cent behind that thing, you knowing that he's just a giant troll about Diddy and everything.
The biggest hater, yeah.
And he's been doing these interviews lately, and I'm sure you read it. He's doing an interview on ABC not too long ago, and the reason that he did and he picked ABC is because you can get that channel in prison. So he wants Diddy to
really?
See it. Yeah.
Holy dude, man. 50 Cent is just like on a whole like different level when it comes to trolling Diddy. Like what does it like come from? Like
That's a good question. I couldn't even tell you.
Like
where that beef started.
Like I know like he had beef with like Ja Rule and all that stuff, all the Murder Inc. guys and all that. But like when it comes to like Diddy and like the whole Bad Boy stuff, like I don't know where that came from. Like I don't even know if him and 50 Cent ever had like a
AI like, overview will hit me up with some stuff.
Okay, there we go.
Are you interested in some of that?
Absolutely.
All right, listen. This long-standing conflict between 50 Cent and Diddy, rooted in both business and personal insults, began early mid-2000s.
Okay.
Started with some early tension. Public jabs came 50 Cent's music and You Not Like Me on a remix of the Notorious B.I.G. song.
Yeah.
Poking Diddy at his public personas, all right?
Yeah.
The Bomb diss track in 06. Rivalry became publicly venomous with the release of 50 Cent's song The Bomb. In the track, 50 Cent insinuated that Diddy had knowledge about the 97 murder of Notorious B.I.G., rapping, Man, Puffy, know who hit that. Deleted.
N-word?
That's the word.
Yeah, okay.
Personal insults over the years, here and there. Business rivalry, the feud was fueled by a public vodka war when 50 promoted his own brand, FN Vodka, in direct competition with Diddy's Ciroc, I believe, leading to endless social media jabs as well.
I didn't know that Ciroc was actually Diddy's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
And I thought, and I guess this isn't true because I think AI would know, but I thought that Puff Daddy was actually messing around with someone that 50 Cent used to be with too. Supposedly. I mean, not supposedly. If you watch this documentary, you'll find out that Puff is notorious for seeing a girl and whether he's with a person or not, or she's with a person or not, going for that girl. Mm-hmm. And it almost seemed like he was picking the highest statured individuals and going for the girls, it seemed. Mm. And also, it's
such
not
a weird. That's a weird thing, man.
Yeah, dude. It's a power thing. It's a power move. Yeah. And the guy is just
he's a,
drunk like, with power. That's what it was, dude. I highly suggest checking it out. I really do.
Does it paint the picture that he, like, because it is 50 Cent backed and everything, like, does it paint the picture that he's just some creep, or does it actually show that, like, he's like a powery, hungry individual?
Kind of both, to be honest, dude. It starts with power, and then when with power, you're able to indulge a little more.
And you think you're invincible and stuff.
And you think you're invincible. Yeah. He's comparing himself to the son of the god and stuff like that in certain parts, you know?
You know, like, when the whole Diddy thing first started coming out, when he, like, there's, like, word that he, like, tried to car bomb Kid Cudi, I think it was.
Yeah, you know why? You know? I could tell you right now.
Why? What was it?
Because he was messing around with Cassie.
Oh, Kid Cudi was messing with... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yet, when he messes around with other people's...
That's the plan. I mean, that's the thing. He's allowed to cheat, but you can't cheat on him, or else he beats your ass. And that's why you saw some of that Vicassi video.
Yeah.
Dude, that was like the night after he found her at hanging out with Cudi or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, watch it. You'll like it. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, but like, so when we first started hearing about the Kid Cudi stuff and the car bombing and that Diddy was doing all this stuff, I was like, no, there's, like, I know immediately that it was him that set up Tupac and Biggie getting killed.
Yeah.
You know, it was all him that kind of orchestrated that whole thing.
Yeah.
And because of that, he used, like, the death of Biggie and Tupac and all that kind of stuff to, like, kind of, like, slingshot off of that or whatever, you
totally
know.
Totally did.
You know, so.
Because as soon as Biggie went down, there was a, not too long after that, there was like a MTV Video Awards or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was one of the featured performances.
Right.
And he kicks things off with I'll Be Missing You, and it's just epic. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? He's got all these people, the choir, the lights, this and that. He comes out, ding, 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 yeah, and he's dancing a little bit. And people love him because he's giving praise to this guy who went down and this and that.
Yep.
Meanwhile, everything in the background is just like, this guy is not, I don't think he was solely the reason for that killing.
Yeah.
But because of the Tupac stuff, there was a bit of a war behind the scenes, you know, and that eventually led to Biggie's death, you know.
Yeah.
So, if you're looking for a nice little holiday doc, go check that out, dude. Go check that out. All right, let's see what's going on here. Today we got a heck of a show. Stick around with us. You know what? I was trying to listen to old albums throughout the week, just because you forget, you're always looking for new stuff, and you listen to the same stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back just for kicks and giggles, just to hear some of the old, like, DJ Shubs and so on and so forth.
Yes, yes.
So I listened to DJ Shubs' Heritage album, which is a really good album.
What year was that?
Oh, great question. Let me hook it up real quick. It was this year. Okay. I think it was the beginning of this year sometime.
Also, it's like really new one.
I didn't know he had a new one. Yeah. It was really good. And while that album was playing, my smart, the AI controlling with Spotify would play similar songs, you know, that are attached to that.
AI.
Yeah, again, with the AI. And Superman came up. Superman.
Oh, yeah, right.
Not Superman.
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 Yeah.
Superman.
Not the Eminem song.
No. Superman, you know, the... I can't say where he's from here. Aspaluk?
You got it.
Aspaluk.
He's an Indian, all right? That's all we know.
He grew up in Crow Agency, Montana. All right,
there you go.
Let's figure that out. A fancy war dancer and rapper. Beautiful. Anyways, I didn't listen to him a whole lot in the past, but his album Medicine Bundle started playing, and I really liked one of the songs. Listened to another track on it, really dug that. It's got a really wicked old school hip hop feel to it because it uses a lot of samples, and it does a really good job of putting everything together in this album. So I want to share that album with everyone today.
The Superman one?
The Superman
okay,
one.
Okay, all right.
So we'll play a little bit of that Medicine Bundle album.
What year is that one?
This one actually is a little older. Let me give me 2 seconds, my friend. I am searching. 2021.
Okay.
So it's not too old.
That's like
he also actually had an album in 2024 that came out called The Dream, but this one's actually really good.
Okay, all right.
So we're going to play a little bit of Messin' Bundle, some of your favorite tracks today, some of my favorite tracks today. We'll mix in a little bit of hip-hop vibe. Of course, this show is... you give us a call if you want to hear a track. 774-6877. 774-6877. More choices, more voices. That's what CKU Dub is all about.
Absolutely.
We're here
call
to share,
in.
Call in, and
hey, man.
Say anything you want.
We love it.
By the way, this show is dedicated to all the mothers and daughters out there.
Absolutely, man. You know,
all right, and, we don't do that enough.
So,
all right, let's move. Let's move. This is Medicine Bundle. This is Superman. We're going to kick things off with one more. And you're listening to CK Dubs, Medicine Wheel and Music, all right?
Diddy.
So turn it up. Oh, yeah.
That was your first song, ladies and gentlemen. How do you like it so far? It looks like the judges want one more. So we're going to go on over to Crow Agency, Back Housings, Montana, just over yonder by the Amai Yeshua. Superman, give us a deadly, wicked, greasy one, brother. Hey, ah-ha-ha, hey, ah-ha-ha, hey.
Outside, no man is safe from. I think I'm done rhyming. They say, don't quit your day job. But I wrote this with the sun shining. Yeah, yo, I'm hotter than the sun's core. Been fancy dancing, so you know they wantin' one more. So I'll give it to them and spit a verse. Shout out to my sisters, beat it, earrings and ribbon skirts. Till I'm in the hearse, we only got one chance. Gotta get this off of my chest, call it Sundance. Yeah, I don't rap for nothing. I'm from a place where the kids say, that's my cousin. Yeah, hey yo, what they say about you? I don't care, Billy Eels, I'm only here to count cool. I bounce through, yo, it's quite simple. These bars go over your head like limbo. They tell me, bro, yo, your raps could make it. But forget that native stuff, man, not that sacred.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from.
This everlasting game. Attention everybody, this land was stolen. Yep. That's why I jump on this mic like the golden.
Go,
I'm golden, and your flow is trashy. Yeah. To the man who stole my antidepressants, I hope you're happy. So come and get your love like Redbone. I'm lit when I spit, you better smudge your headphones. They wantin' more balls like when they stuck in the dead zone. But this ain't death, I'm reppin' it nice. Call me the judge, cause you get sentenced to life. Pro agency, you messin' with a res vet. Like the game of bowling, cause we knockin' down rednecks. Nah, I'm making fun, maybe them racist ones. Just kidding, put away them guns and stop the hating, son. I ain't tryna be the hostile who shot ya. I got no beef, man, impossible whopper. Never took a shot of the vodka, we rockin' the proper, come on.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from.
This how we be in this everlasting game.
Get on down. Revealed, because we don't like that image of ourselves. We don't like to see us. We like to see ourselves as perhaps John Wayne sees us. And that, and also what we've learned about the Indians has been largely taught to us by Hollywood. Indians have been tragically misrepresented in films and in our history books, in our attitudes, in our reporting. And so we must set about to re-educate ourselves.
MC, you could do the search. Who been through the worst? Surviving genocide, fighting for a better life. They try to set aside the true history and keep us mystical. They say they founded this country on biblical principles. It's so cynical, but I'm an analyst. It's murderous. They refer to us as merciless. Indian savages. Now that's written in the Declaration of Independence. That's no kidding. Hey, open up your heart and let love lead the way. Light your path with the words that I speak today. Let the lessons flow, arrive, and bless your soul. Systematic racism alive, intentional. No better, do better, it's the motto. It's the good medicine, the hard pill to swallow. No better, do better, it's the motto. It's the good medicine, the hard pill to swallow.
His daily life was filled with ceremony, and every act had some significance. The Indian believed in the spiritual, the mysterious.
Welcome to history. Prayers up to the one called the Great Mystery. I wrote this in the rainstorm till the thunder came for all my people to stay strong in the Hunger Games and use my sensories to open irises with 2020 vision. Coronavirus, this is the world we living in, but we ain't giving in. Gotta break free from society's conditioning. Some of us panic and some of us stay cool. Some promote truth, yo, and some promote fake news. We gotta stay tuned to the bad schemes. They got a patent on the virus and the vaccines, yo, it's like a bad dream. I hope you kids get this. All of your sicknesses are big business. Call it conspiracy or call it common sense. Whether you believe in prophecy or you on the fence, behold a pair of horse. Now you vaccinated, you can trust the government. Yeah, just ask a native. Has God forsaken our souls? My occupation is stopping hating this population control. Yo, I do my part with my art until I fade away. The revolution starts in your heart, and today's the day. I think it's safe to say we living in revelations. The United States of America's a reservation. I pray to the four directions and I start in the east. We in the era of the mark of the beast. Radio frequency ID chips. Yeah, yo, I see the bright eclipse. Radio frequency ID chips. I I see the bright eclipse.
Taking tweet and repeating shit they stole from a reporter.
Come on.
But all we know, why he putting corona in the water. And once they start giving our black queens that vaccine, it's gonna be like taking fire and dousing them with gasoline. It's gonna start getting crazy. They start having less babies. First, it start in the poor countries like Ghana, maybe Haiti. I know y'all saying we ain't hearing this conspiracy theorist. When y'all should pay attention to this shit, I share in my lyrics. Animal on the mic, Geronimo with a gun. Got a mean two-piece, but can handle you with a one. When they see Saigon on the panel, look at them run. No entourage, that was for that channel, then it was done. Police still pushing Grand Marquises and Chevy Caprices. Yo, crime is in my soul, my heart piece is cold. Shout out to them brothers getting released on parole. Sincerely, the author of the greatest story never told. I gotta go.
About a thing. Cause everyone thinks it's gonna be alright, right.
Can't rest until I accomplish what I was sent to do.
Getting closer to God in a tight situation.
This hip hop, the reason nation.
All my people, come on, come on, come on. All the ladies, come on, come on, come on. Everybody, come on, come on, sing.
Like Bob Marley say, wake up and we start to praise. How we start the day, we fall from fake, just jars of clay. Everybody come and walk this way, and yo, we'll let him hear. Let go of all your stress and fear. And yo, I'm trying to have the best this year, your blessings near, yeah. So let's be clear. Life is short, it ain't lasting long. So I'm rapping strong until the passion's gone. And leave a legacy and pass batons. And when I'm passing on, remember me, yo, and blast this song. Come on.
Every day we get up and fight. We choose to be the light. Is everything gonna be alright?
Can't rest until I accomplish what I was sent to do.
Don't be blind. Getting closer to God in a tight situation.
This hip hop.
Everything gonna be alright.
Alright, alright, alright.
Everything gonna be alright.
Alright, alright, alright.
Everything gonna be alright. Cause if I fall 7 times, I know I'ma get up 8. I know I'ma get up 8. I won't be afraid.
Getting closer to God in a tight situation.
This hip hop, the reason nation.
Welcome to Mother Earth, where hurt people hurt people. And the birds are still chirping on the church steeple. Reverse the curse, set me first lethal. I ride rhymes, let my light shine, watch me murk evil. Y'all, keep holding on, I know you're strong. Because life is really what you focus on. So, skip the hatred, it's dangerous how to get each other. We're manipulated, Cambridge Analytica. I don't know who needs to hear this, but don't be mad at me. You wanna change the world, go home and love your family.
Don't worry.
Go home and love your family.
Don't worry.
Bit of Superman with All Right featuring yo my boy Tony's putting some chair into a leg lock right now, man.
Sorry.
Yo,
sorry, my bad.
That'll teach you. Roll up on us. I dare you. Welcome back, Medicine Wheel of Music. I'm Jesse Tone.
Hey.
That was a little bit of All Right by Superman by Nina. I mean, featuring Nina. And then let's go back on the tracks there. Eclipse Remix was the last one. Superman's featuring Sagan. Know Better, Do Better. Stay Connected, I Hope You Know, featuring Ashley Hall. Great little track. And then one more, Kicked It Off. This is the Medicine Bundle album that we're listening to from 2021. Of course, Superman. If you're not familiar with Superman, it says here his full name is Christian Parrish Takes the Gun. Why?
Wait, it's not Clark Kent?
No, dude. No, it's not.
Okay, wait, what was his name again?
Christian Parrish Takes the Gun. Known professionally as Superman.
Why don't he just go like with his that name right there? Because that sounds cooler.
That is hard. You know what I mean? You can acronym that too and figure something out. But I mean, no. He's like, no, I got the perfect. That's like being born Dr. Dre. Yeah. You'd be like, nah, I'm going to go with something different.
I'm going to go Andre.
I'm just going to Andre.
Yeah. My name is Eminem, but I'm going to go with Craig.
Straight up Craig.
Yeah.
That's it. With a K.
Yeah.
Really get urban with it. Superman, rapper, fancy war dancer, grew up in Crow HC, Montana. Child of parents who struggled with alcoholism. Spent part of his childhood in foster care, being raised by his mother, his mother. Began DJing in the 90s after hearing a Lightfoot song. You know who Lightfoot is?
I think so. I think it's like an indigenous artist or some sort.
His name is Gary Paul Davis, better known as Lightfoot, Native American rapper, actor, and businessman.
Yeah, that's right. He's a.
And if you ever heard of Lightfoot, I've never heard any raps by Lightfoot, but it turns out he is the one who played the Indian.
Yeah.
In Indian in the Cupboard.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Love that. So a little bit of Superman, heard some Lightfoot, then he took that and ran with it. In fourth grade, as a matter of fact, Christian began dancing in powwows. Elementary school, began to write poetry. Later, began to rap. He related to rap music because he felt he was going through the same issues that most artists were rapping about. Taking the name Superman at spur of the moment in a DJ competition, began rapping in a more original style as he had a spiritual encounter that told him to live a better lifestyle and rap about more meaningful, inspirational topics. All right, so
you ever have a spiritual encounter? You ever just take a rip and just.
And just have like some type of something,
yeah.
Like talk to me,
yeah.
from another plane,
like a coyote or something, space coyote or something.
No, dude, I've never had a spiritual. I want a spiritual encounter.
Yeah,
how do you get those?
Have you ever heard of like the ayahuasca stuff?
I hear of them.
Yeah, where you like going like these. Like weird trips and all that,
and that's different from like peyote, right? I mean,
I think it is. I'm not too. I'm not like the most well versed on that.
Come on,
but I know a friend who's done that for like anxiety
Which
and
one?
Stuff.
The ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca. Yeah.
And
from what I hear, it says it really helps.
Helps with what?
With his anxiety and he has like depression and all that stuff. So,
it's a long term thing, like effect of some kind, or like a short term side effect. You think?
I'm not too well versed on it.
I want to keep asking you questions, pal. You know what? All right, I'm going to
keep bringing it. This is for the mothers and daughters, okay?
All right, how do you spell ayahuasca? Let me try. Actually, no, let me try.
I
wrong.
S
K
K
W
W
A
A
O
O W ayahuasca. That's way off. Ayahuasca.
Jesus, dude, that's the worst spelling of ayahuasca.
I learned it.
Look at dude, that's not even close, man.
It just said on there on Google. It said, "Are you stupid?" Like that's all it said.
Yeah, I can't even translate that. Ayahuasca. A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A. Ayahuasca. Can you use that in a sentence? Ayahuasca. Yeah, ayahuasca. What am I looking at? Long-term effects, I guess? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. Isn't that the stuff like Aaron Rodgers and stuff uses?
Yeah, it is. I think it's like a mushroom of some type or something.
Therapeutic benefits, potential psychological risks, including persistent psychosis and hallucinations, potential positive long-term effects. All right, let's see what's going on here. Improved mental health suggests significant and lasting reductions in symptoms of depression, anxiety, and stress, like you said. Yeah. Enhanced well-being and personality. Increased life satisfaction, self-compassion, spirituality.
Yeah.
Personal traits such as openness, agreeableness may increase. Decrease in neuroticism, self-alienation. Reduced substance use. Long-term users have reported a reduction in the use of alcohol, tobacco, and illicit drugs. Mm. Neurological changes. Also, long-term use may be associated with increased psychological resilience and changes in the brain regions.
Wow.
Involved in emotional processing and memory, stuff like that. It also has a list of potential negative long-term effects, though. So,
I would imagine it's not as bad as like when you hear like a drug on TV. When you're like, they'll tell you like it's like a happy commercial, but then they'll give you all like potential side effects could be death, you know.
Yeah, dude. That, I mean,
internal self combustion, like
big
just,
big farm. Yeah, internal self combustion.
What happened to that, by the way? Remember when they were like that was like a thing? People would self combust and on beds. You would see black and white pictures of like a burned bed. What happened to that? Like when did people stop? In
combusting,
you know what I mean?
Why do we stop making that?
Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Spontaneous human combustion.
Yeah, like, how come that stopped being a thing?
Is the pseudo-scientific concept of the spontaneous combustion of a living human body without an apparent external source of ignition.
Like, that would just be go on fire or something.
It says theory here, like it's never happened. But, I mean, we've had to have heard that with something behind it.
Yeah.
There's a lot here, and I'm not reading any of this. I promise.
But
bring spontaneous human combustion back.
Back, yes.
Bring it back.
Put it on a red hat and bring it back.
Isn't that when you feed when you feed birds or something rice and they spontaneously combust?
Isn't that like pigeons or something?
That's it.
Yeah.
Not just any bird.
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
But that
whole ayahuasca.
I keep asking you questions about drugs, man. You're gonna nail one of them.
One of these days, a monkey. You give a monkey a typewriter, he's gonna write Shakespeare every now and then. You know what I mean? So,
I got a great story about a typewriter.
That ayahuasca thing, man. Like when my friend was talking to me about it, like one of the things that he has, like the self care and self compassion thing.
Yep.
That kind of like made my ears.
Perk up a little bit
because you know that's something that I kind of had to come to deals with too, you know, like being nice to myself, you know. I'm so like
you're gonna toot your own horn here, right?
No.
I'm just such a nice guy. Why do I have to be so nice all the time?
No.
I'm really going through things.
No, that's incel type behavior where you're saying I'm a nice guy. You know
I'm
mean?
A nice guy.
That's like some Charlie Kirk stuff, you know, the Nick Fuentes type stuff.
When people are like, I'm a nice guy. It's just like, again, like we were talking about with, who were we talking about where it's like, you call yourself that.
Yeah, the badass.
Yeah. We're talking about Braun Breaker off air there.
Yeah.
You don't call it, don't choose your own nicknames. It's kind of what we're trying to say, House.
Yeah.
I mean... Sorry, I don't know why. I said that.
Like, what kind of loser would give himself a nickname like that? You know
what
I mean?
Let us call you something. I wouldn't pick the first. The first one wouldn't be a doctor on TV.
Yeah.
Come on. All right, give me some of the nicknames
that I would call myself.
Yeah, no.
DJ Zero G, bro. Come
Zero on. G.
Yeah, man.
Like gravity.
Yeah, man. But with an X. X E R O. G.
Dude, you had that lined up.
Dude,
you've been thinking about that one.
Because I remember when we first started this show back in 2013, Janelle was like, what are you going to call yourself? And I was like, shoot, DJ Zero G.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
I like it.
No, I call myself Big Dong Tony.
Okay, dude.
You know what I mean?
Come on.
Heavy set Tony.
That's what I
heard. You know what I mean?
I haven't heard it
a
since.
A pair of
one.
Heavy set. You know what I'm saying? Throw it on the table.
Throw it on the table, and you do what you want.
You do what you want to do with that. You know what I mean?
That
the phones are lighting up now.
By the way, dedicated. I don't have any nicknames, dude. I mean,
no, dude, you're the master man.
Yeah, I give myself that, dude. I gave myself that. Dude, that's my email.
You're probably like, what? Jesse, you know, the masked man sounds cool. Just biggest, like, loser activity.
What's your master man? Someone's like, what does that even mean? Dude, I gave my email to HR at work.
Oh, no.
They're like, well, I'm going to send you some stuff through email. I was like, yeah, sure. So they're like, what is it? Jess _ and she's like, Master what? And I was like, Master man? And she just started laughing at me, dude. She started laughing at me.
Oh,
dude, whenever,
man,
I have to tell my email to someone, yeah, I always struggle at that second word. I'm like,
have you ever thought about like changing it?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
You're riding with it.
I will never go down like that.
Yep. Okay.
I'm going to ride it out until I die. You know why, man? Because some people just, I'm not giving in like that.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Yeah.
I'm not going to let the pressures of society tell me what I should and should not call myself.
We're not going to let a couple phone calls dictate who we are.
A couple lights on the phone.
Exactly.
Just tell me what to do.
By the way, I'm sorry.
By the way, this is an apology episode. For everyone I might have hurt their feelings. Feelings are very...
How do we get here, man?
I don't know, man.
We're talking about Superman.
15 years, man. How do we get here, man? Oh, sorry, Superman. No.
Yeah, Superman.
I don't know. We segue to different things. Kind of the way how I hard turned for the Diddy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about something everyone wants to talk about.
Did he do it, though?
Dog rapping.
Oh, yes.
Dude, you just showed me a video of a dog rap.
You know Miles.
I think people should hear it.
Let's do it.
I think people should hear what you're talking about and what I'm talking about, okay? Give me a second, right? Yeah. Okay. Listen to this. Ooh. Fire. Ooh, ooh. Let's go. Okay, the beat right off the bat.
Man, stop playing, bro. In the studio and get that real shit going, man.
Yeah.
Let's show them what we about, man. Let's go.
Oh, there's a little dog coming in there.
Like panting.
Yo.
By the way, we should probably put a disclaimer on that. If you're in a room listening with a dog,
yeah,
your dog might go a little crazy, okay?
Yeah.
Because in the dog language, he might be saying some offensive stuff.
There actually is some very offensive stuff in there. And only a keen dog ear can hear those things. Kind of like those whistles.
Yeah.
And listen, if your dog is offended by the stuff that we're saying on this show, I also want to deeply apologize for that, too. Like, that's just not what we do here at the Medicine Wheel of Music. I heard that this was recorded at the Humane Society.
No!
Yeah, dude.
The Inhumane Society.
Inhumane Society. Yo, I'm talking straight fire. Christmas fire.
If I was a dog and if I became a rapper, I'd be called K-Tech-9.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right? That's a cool one, man. The wheels are spinning.
I got it. Ready? It's
K-K-K-9?
All right. Never mind. I'm not good at these things.
Yeah.
I'm not good at nicknames, dude. I'm not good at nicknames.
The Dog Pound Patrol. Paw Patrol.
Wait, Paw Patrol. The dog-faced...
Woman.
Woman. Okay, that is just good stuff right there, man. I'm talking Unimiles with some of that heat, some of that dog rapping heat. You can check that stuff out on YouTube, man. It is.
He's singing to a different audience.
That's an untapped market right there, Tone. There's not a lot, but we just need to get those dogs on YouTube now.
Yep.
They got to figure out how to work the phones. You know, the thumbs is a big problem actually that they have to figure out. So
you ever see those videos of like people editing cats to singing like Christmas music, where it's actually just cats meowing, but it's all spliced together to make it sound like it's Christmas
just
music?
Based on the tone of their meows.
Yeah,
I mean, I think I've.
But this one is different though because it's a guy singing dogs,
singing to the dogs. Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's again. It's creativity at its peak.
Yep.
And I hope he goes places with this.
Yeah. 1.3
million subscribers.
Well, see, man, he's
killing for you know Miles.
Yep.
And this video is 10,000 likes.
So you've never heard of this guy before?
You know, no.
Well, I mean, your reels is all full of jugs and nothing else comes up on there. Man. No memes or anything.
There's some intelligent stuff in there somewhere. What I do on my own time? None of your business. All right. Dog rapping. It's 10:55. Let's play just like two more quick tracks.
Sure, right? Man. We're gonna come back. Superman?
Superman. All we're right. going to come back and let everyone know what the weather is like. Because whether you like it or not, it's coming at you. Goblin. This is Sunshine. Superman. You're listening to CKU Dub.
Sunshine, blue skies, the cloud passed away. And I don't know why my life is this way. Love in my life despite all this pain. Cause I know one day the sun gon' shine again. Sunshine.
Are you the cats in the cradle with a silver spoon? Little boy blue and the man in the moon. This is a verse for my firstborn son, the coolest song. Just see if I can pull this off.
God help me.
Sometimes we don't talk just as much as I like to. I'm busy, you're busy. It got tougher in high school. But when you were born, I cried because you were something rare. And I apologize for the times I wasn't there. Yeah, and that line make my heart hurt. Out on a star search, putting in hard work. I got a tour just to keep the lights on. So I write song, kind of blow up like pipe bombs, yo. Right or wrong, you had patience, Sam. See, no one ever showed me how to raise a man. But if you ever been into a place, take my hand. And through God's grace, we'll make a stand. In the
sunshine, blue skies, the cloud passed away.
Find it in college, inspired by love, guided by knowledge, yo. Lyrical dreams flashing, who in is curious? We all spiritual beings having a human experience, but we ignore truth. Some of us need more proof. Is life happening to you or for you? Whatever you believe, that's what it's gonna be. So be the change in the world that you wanna see. And love yourself. If your mind's in a bad place, you're probably spending too much time in the rat race. So let the divine shine on your sad face. Now you can grind and you can climb. Now just have faith and never choose hate. I wanna see you winning, cause it's never too late for a new beginning. Just look inside and you'll really find what beauty is. Everyone dies, but not everybody truly lives.
Sunshine, blue skies, the cloud passed away. I don't know why my life is this way. Love in my life despite all this pain. Cause I know one day the sun gon' shine again. Sunshine, sunshine, blue skies, the cloud.
Culture, singing, dancing, my kalas and kagas, my family and my sister, my brother, my whole family. And I'm thankful for everything. The world, thankful for God, thankful for love.